You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
On this episode, it's Chelsea, part two. Yeah, she's doing the intro right now.
Oh, thanks for the intro, Chelsea. Intro to on this episode, we're doing a podcast. Yeah. My special guest, Brandon, and a special Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays version of Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Woo, yeah. Just so everyone...
Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. You know, what's interesting about that intro is you haven't figured out the timing yet of the music. The music ends much quicker than you kept going, but it's fine. We could put that in post.
I couldn't hear it very well. I just know that Sizemore says, you're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. That's exactly.
Nailed it.
That is exactly what he says. Well, welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm. I am Brandon.
I'm Chelsea.
And we are the Cruises, and we're here to bring you another spectacular episode. This time, it's Christmas time in the city.
I'm full of spirit.
It's like that song by Journey, right?
Separate ways.
When the lights go down in the city. We're excited, and we'll get right into this here in like 10 to 15 minutes. But first, let's do some housekeeping. If you want to listen to the show, you're listening to it already. So
that's good for you.
That's stupid.
You're doing it.
I'm bad at that. But you can go to X and then Apathetic Enthusiasm, Gmail, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. And then, of course, you can get Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm, right? Right, Chelsea?
I'm assuming so.
You can find me at Barnyard Cruise on a variety of social media stuff. Chelsea doesn't, you may or may not know.
What. I'm very elusive. You may find me, you may not.
You may find her, you may not. And if you do, cool. If you don't, that is also cool.
You might regret it if you do.
Stay away from her. I mean, it's fine. I mean, yes, stay away from her. But also, like, it's a joke. You know, I'm not worried about you individually.
Sounds like a joke the way you keep explaining it.
Stalking her. I prefer you not stalking her.
Same. Our preferences line up. That's why we're married.
Well, honey, how was your day? How are you doing? I feel like I haven't talked to you.
Oh, days, as I'm sure lots of people's days have been an emotional roller coaster of trying to get things done and being like, I'm happy because the holidays are here, but also, oh my gosh, the holidays are here. So yeah. I had all the emotions today, every single one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, who are not in our house, or looking at the calendar when we're recording this, it is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Originally thought to record this on Saturday, then Sunday, then Monday.
And Chelsea is always tired. Mama's tired.
And I forget a little bit. And I start doing things like tearing up our deck.
OMG. That was a thing I woke up to one morning. Oh, I'm going to go outside for my coffee. Oh, it's so beautiful. What the hell? There are planks of wood willy-nilly and everything is everywhere. What? Which would be great if that were a project that I knew Brandon were going to start that day. It was a surprise. And in the middle of a separate garage project, he started the deck project. So our house is just... It kind of looks like the blown up version of his own office area where there's just like, here's a half stitched Muppet. Here's maybe I was going to hang this, but I didn't finish hanging it. It's very, you have a wonderful wife.
Yeah. A wonderful life makes a wonderful wife or vice versa. Mm. Yeah. There is some stuff that I have in my office not hung up. And it's not because I didn't hang it up, it's because it fell down, and so
then you got distracted by the deck and because you could see it out of your window and you're like, oh no, instead of hanging this up on it, go pull up a plank.
No, we'd been talking about the deck and I'm like,
and you were like, deck the halls. I think I will.
Exactly. It's a time of the season to deck the halls.
Fala fucking laws, there, what you said.
Here's the what happened was the possum. So originally under our deck. Possum.
Oh, possum.
Oh, there was originally, So Chelsea likes, you like your bird feeder.
Yes.
And you, it brings you comfort and joy to
feed only the birds and maybe a few squirrels.
Yes. And you enjoy that, right? And then you watch the lizards and then they do their thing. But last year, sometime earlier this year, you noticed things crawling up the bird feeder.
The word spread.
And it was...
The bird is the word. And it spread to the rats. At first I was like, oh, yay, more fun, fuzzy animals. Yeah. And then I quickly found, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't want those.
Yeah, because we had rats, right? Sugar books and then whatever the other...
Pet rats. Don't just say like, we had rats.
We did have rats.
We had two pet rats. Poor rats.
Those poor rats. We were bad owners.
Yeah.
So,
we were too young.
All right.
We were too young for rats. Babies having baby rats.
RIP to the rats. RIP to the mice too that... in the house in Sherwood.
Let's not talk about the animals we've harmed. This is a PETA episode.
Rest in peace, Gimpy.
Rest in PETA.
Breast in peace.
Anyway, there was a animal Disney Wonderland underneath the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrels and rats and opossums.
And we poisoned the rats. I'm sure they died. And then we were animal free for a little bit. Well, let's rewind that actually, because there was a rabbit under the deck for
a
little bit.
We didn't poison the rabbit. Nope. I was all about that little bunny rabbit being around.
I know that was bad. That was bad transition. We did not poison the rabbit. The rabbit was there.
Poison the rabbit sounds like a good metal band.
Why are you rabbit, Gareth?
Hop, hop, hop.
And then the bunny was so cool, and we took video of it, and we loved it, and then it disappeared. And then the rats showed up, so I'm assuming the rats ate the bunny.
That's not what I'm assuming. I won't let myself assume that.
That's fair. And the rats were like, I'm still hungry. You know what? I'm going to go on a vegan diet and just eat
that one seeds. Rat that was wearing, like, a rabbit fur coat. It felt weird. And he had, like, a little hat, a little feather, but it was, like, a rabbit bone with sticking out of his little hat.
Yeah, and he had like a little necklace with a foot hanging down.
And he flips a coin all the time. That's right. When you're a rat all the way.
So
musical theater.
The rats disappeared eventually when we stopped feeding them.
Well, yeah, you have to stop feeding the birds to make the rats go away because I didn't want to kill every single living rat in a, like, a 10-mile radius. I'm like, okay, if you just stop feeding the birds, the rats will go away. But then my birds start to feel like, oh, this place went out of business. And so the birds stop coming. Yeah. So I would try every once in a while. I'm like, okay, it's been like a week and a half. I'll try again. And then comes a little rat. He would eat the bird food from far away. And yeah. It was adorable, but also I know that he's probably full of gross.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, oh, we have rats. At first, it was like, oh, that's cool. But then you realize rats are harbingers of bugs and fleas, and they kill each other. And they're very, like, if we found out that
it's very secrets of NIMSY under there.
We found out that if there was a rabbit under there with the rats, that the rats will, like, attack anything else. Okay. Then the rats go away. No more rats. Cool, we start feeding the birds again. And then all of a sudden...
can't find Dexter, but that's okay. The rats are gone.
No, yeah, Dexter crawls up the bird feeder.
Wear a little Dexter fur coat.
When you're a Dex, you're a Dex. And then the opossum moved in.
There's a wood pile over there.
A family of opossums moved in. And we found that out because our dog was just barking at our deck constantly. And I don't know when we realized it was an opossum.
I saw it run across the yard and go under the deck. Oh. And I was like, oh no, that's the biggest rat I've ever seen. And to me, I was like, ew, opossums, gross. But Brandon was the one this time who was like, they're fine. They don't have bugs. And I'm like, they have to. There's no way they don't. He's like, they eat the bugs. I'm like, well, then there's bugs near them somewhere stuck in their teeth. I don't know. But
yeah, that's partially true. And it is still partially true. The only reason I said that initially is my parents were like, no, opossums are good. They're clean animals. Like, so I looked it up, and then the website I looked at first was like, yeah, no, they're clean animals.
Compared to
rats, of course. So then we're lying in bed one morning, and our dog is, I mean, she's scratching her. Camila's scratching her butt all the time. And then you see something crawling in her fur.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if they were fleas or not, but they were definitely just teeny, teeny, tiny little bugs.
Yeah. And it turns out that opossums, although they kill a lot of other bugs, they also are carry fleas. So
what?
Who knew?
Oh, my gosh.
Who knew?
It's never too late to learn something new, you guys. Yeah.
Anyways, the opossums aren't there anymore either, but the rats are fucking back.
Well, I don't know if the opossums are there or not. All I know is that there were rats there the other
day. They're not there anymore. Because I started tearing up the deck.
Did you find a carcass?
No, I didn't. They must have left. But when I was tearing up the deck,
was there a sign? We left.
Vacancy. Opossum.
Too many rats.
Yeah, basically, because like the first two boards I pulled up, I saw a big ass rat scurry past me. I was like, ah, Jesus. And so I'm like, I'm going to put on gloves to do the rest of this. What
gloves did you choose?
Satin.
You went to what? Like Bloomingdale's?
Like work gloves.
Okay. Like, were you out there with like those yellow plumber, like those dishwashing
like
gloves?
Like lab gloves. Like I had a smock and little goggles and a beaker for some reason.
And then you're like, I'm going to eradicate this.
That's good. Emphasis on the rat.
Thank you.
Because it sounded like you said erad. And then either way. It wouldn't have worked because then
someone would have gotten it.
Well, anyway, so I started tearing up the deck because of that, honey, is because I did that when the rats came back, because I'm like, no, I don't want rats in back here anymore. I want to start this up. And I have to start it up early so I can start chopping up that wood and then throwing it away over the course of a couple months.
Sure.
That's why I started. And while it's still cool.
So guess what we're doing in 2025, guys?
I'm
slowly throwing away one plank of wood at a time.
Yeah, but I am sawing it, so you know it'll fit in the trash. And then my dad will help us pave it.
It'll go somewhere at some point. it's all an opportunity for me to practice patience.
What projects do you have going on, Chelsea?
I'm doing it right now. This is it. It's one of yours.
this is it.
I'm just involved, deeply involved in whatever project you're doing.
Yeah. So you for those who don't know, you are going to school right now. You're on a break in college. She's in college, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've been killing that eighth grade though. But now I have finally gone to college, not back to college, because that implies that you like went. And whereas I did actually go to a college campus at some point in my life, they have no physical records of me being there. So this is officially, yeah, just my third semester of college.
Yeah.
42. I'm just gonna power through this old age thing and learn.
You're going into your third semester.
I just finished my third semester.
Okay. So the question is for any of those aspiring 42-year-olds who want to go back to college, who maybe go to college for the first time or back to college, what is your advice to them?
Ooh, it's I don't know, because it's scary. But I guess the advice I have is to treat it like it's any other thing, like you would be going to the grocery store or going to the bank, and to not care about the kids that are sitting around you, not care what they think, because you're not going to see them past, you know, you're going to see them for 3 months and then that's it. And I don't know, you kind of just have to balls to the wallet. I don't know.
I don't recommend literally balls to the walling it in college, especially with today's kids. They're not as accepting.
No, yes. I've had to hold back a lot of my
balls
from the walls.
Yeah. No, So three semesters, is it getting easier for you? Do you feel like it's getting easier or?
Yes, but just a little tiny bit at a time because it's not the same class every semester. So it's a new scary thing every semester. And next semester starts public speaking.
And look at that. Do you get credit for this?
Oh, I wish. But there was a podcasting class. I debated on it, but I thought, I don't want to sit with that. I was in the podcasting class. And I don't want to be around these. Like, this is not, I will not fit in here is what I knew. And I thought to myself, I'm like, everybody in here is going to think I'm an idiot.
Day one, you asked for it. Here it is. Yeah. It's a podcast class.
You're so stupid. All you do is have your husband do it.
Wait. Okay, everybody. No vocal fry. Don't do vocal fry.
I would be such a obnoxious asshole in that class.
Well, welcome to
podcast. Like I am in most of my classes, to be honest, which I have found comes from one, being me, and two, being older me who gives less ifs about what is going on around her and just say the joke I'm thinking of a lot of times. And then,
but do you really think that you are more obnoxious now than you were at 18 when you were actually in college? I say actually in college, but you know what I mean.
Like, more obnoxious? No, but I will say that obnoxious. I don't know.
that's my D&D character's name.
I feel like when you're younger and obnoxious, it's more annoying. And then sometimes age and your obnoxious. I don't know what the right word for it, but I'm going to say it now. I don't know. But sense I feel like
it obnoxious.
It can cushion some of the obnoxious behavior noun. Because you're older. And so it's not. It's a balance. It balances out eventually. And then you get even older. And then it goes the other way again. There's a sweet spot in your 40s and 50s, maybe, where you are. The kids are all admire you. And so they think you're so funny and witty. And then the older people are like, you're still young and fun. And then. And you pass it. So I'm in a little bit of my golden hour.
You know, I think this question I have is when growing up, every year or so, you look back at yourself and like, I sucked back. I sucked a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm more mature now. And then, you know, keeps that cycle keeps happening for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Does it stop?
We shall find out. I don't know.
Like I think about.
How, do you think you're less annoying?
Oh yeah, I'm far less annoying than I was.
No, doesn't stop.
Yeah, no, I am far less annoying.
But that came.
I'm
because,
far less annoying.
Oh my god. I think that people put up with annoying behavior a little bit better when you're older. That's than true. When you're like 18 or 19. That's you're true. Like, shut up, kid. Get out of here. You can't even buy a cigarette. Get out of here. Yeah. And then you get a little bit older and they're like, okay, this person's paid their dues. They've earned the right to be a little annoying.
They have to do it. They have
but
to do
still
it.
But still, it's a delicate balance that I ride the tightrope every day.
That's and I have talked to you about this before, but that's like rising the ranks of the Air Force as, you know, as a junior enlisted. I didn't feel as comfortable being weird and annoying and jokey. And then at some point in time, everyone works for me, so they have to put up with it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a lot of the same thing.
And so then when you think back now to you being 18 and 19 and very, joke, look at me. Are you like, oh my gosh, how did I survive? How did I not get beat up more?
No, I don't think like that. But I do realize, like, recognize some of the jokes I had said or had made about people or to people. You remember Mr. Steen, Keith Steen? Like,
he looked like Paul Newman.
Yeah. I still have his cleaver that he made me.
I thought you said cleavage. I'm like, what?
I still have his cleavage that he gave me. 18, 19, all these.
Not Mr. Steen.
No. Me, Brandon. Steen, he was in his 40s.
Seemed so old. So, we thought he was in his 70s.
He had retired from the Air Force as a master sergeant. And so there's a bunch of these old retirees that came back as contractors, and we're in the break room, and they're like joking. Everyone's like teasing each other and, you know, throwing barbs and stuff like that. Right. And
poor
then
Barb.
Poor Barbara.
Shut up, Barb. You have one job.
Shut your. I'm sorry. They're coming to get you,
Barbara.
And so then, like,
and you wanted to be in it.
I wanted to be in it. And Keith had Keith Steen was starting to tease me, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fire right back. Uh-oh. And I fired back with, and your wife's saggy tits.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No.
His face, such a genial guy.
Did his mouth drop as low as his wife's saggy tits?
He was like, don't you ever fucking say that again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and everyone in the room's like, oh.
Okay. So if a youngster said that to you though, don't you feel like your response would be like, yeah, and why do you know how saggy each other? Like, yeah, you wouldn't be mad.
Like, when did you see them? And, you know, do you have any advice?
Let me just show you this picture. Let me fold out this piece of paper. Flump, 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 flump. Accordion. Like fold out.
Like a scroll. Like
This turned sad for me. Let's change.
No, okay. Anyways.
Let's go back to someone else.
I apologize to him, but still, like, it was, you know, I feel bad about it. Those are the types of things that
learn unless you do something wrong. Yeah. And that is truth. That's science right there. I've heard it from other people mm-hmm. that were official adults, and they've told me your brain doesn't shift and change and learn unless you have failed at something. So then you learned.
Do you think our parents
no
have gotten to the point no. where they stop looking back at themselves and be like, no. I was stupid a year ago?
Oh, well.
Or do they like, time goes on, and so
yeah,
like,
I don't know if our parents are like, I was righteous. Think about how cool and righteous I was, man, when I had a bitchin' denim jacket and dingo boots and a hog. That's a motorcycle. Or if they think, I mean, they might think they were cool then, and then yesterday they were annoying. I don't know. I don't know how long it needs to go before you're like, man, that was cool then. It's a motorcycle. Is where I was going.
I know. I'm still stuck.
I debated saying it as well. And I decided balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. And all the kids in your class are like, instructor, why is
Chelsea sexually harassing me?
She keeps referring to my hog.
I'm sure I offended at least one person. But the professor, I'm thinking of my physiology class, and he is and was at the time older than I am, and so he definitely said more offensive things, and I was hoping that my own facial expressions at his crazy things he was saying about poor French people, I don't even remember, he was going on and on about this poor French people at like actually broke, like people who live in France, yes, but are poor, not yeah, like poor French people.
Poor.
Oh. And then you're in France and you're poor. And I was just like, what is happening? What does this have to do with the reproductive system? But so I'm sure he overpowered any wackadoo things I had to say. Have a professor who is much older than you so that you look like the young and cool one.
That is perfect advice, and that's exactly what we're looking for on this apathetic enthusiasm advice line.
Merry Christmas advice special edition.
Chelsea, changing
yes,
gears.
We had something real we were going to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, changing gears just a little bit. Wanted to check in with you on the Magic Mind challenge, the 14-day challenge. How have you been feeling with it?
I feel okay, even though I still look tired.
Magic Mind does not change the way you look.
It doesn't. It's not going to change your saggy eyelids.
Well, to be fair, you did not put it on your eyelids yet.
That's true. That's my next eye drops. But it's hard for me to tell because there is so much going on around me in our lives right now with the holidays and school and everything. So I wonder, I'm like, maybe I'm dealing with everything better than I would if, you know, I weren't. So it's been kind of tricky for me to tell how much it's affecting me, because I don't know how much is just, I'm not like in a bubble taking this stuff. It's not a very pure scientific experiment.
Got it.
But I will say that I haven't felt bad.
That is good. That's better than bad. It's good.
That's right.
The first couple of days I was taking it like first thing in the morning, before I go to work. And I've actually switched to when I start to feel like, when you wake up in the morning, like I'm assuming you're a wide awake. Like you have like that burst of energy. Like, okay, I'm paying attention. I'm focused. And then
you have that.
I do.
That's nice.
I do. And then there's like a little dip. And when I start to feel that little dip, then I'm like, okay, I'm going.
That's my problem. I do get like a 2 or 3 p.m. dip. And so maybe that's what I should be taking instead of first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Because it gives you that extra little, for me, it has been given a little boost of focus. And like, if I can feel myself like doing a task and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get distracted easily about whatever is going on, then I'm like, it's time. And it's helped me so far. So far, so good.
We don't have one in here, do we?
No, I forgot to put it on camera.
It looks like this. MAGIC space MIND.
So
it comes in a cute box.
It does. It's a very, very cute box. Trust us when we say it. For the audio listener.
We've given you so much good advice so far. Vis-a-vis the opossums.
Yes, and school. Old professors. You can go to magicmind.com. You can use a code to get a certain percentage off of your subscription. Or an order. That's Brandon and Travis 20, I think.
It'd be a fun gift for someone who, like, you know, I never know what to get for this person. People who are trying new things all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, trying new things all the time, not just some of the time, right? Right, Chelsea?
Yes.
Right, Chelsea?
So angry.
Buy me some time so I have the right code.
Buy you some time for Christmas. Uh-huh. La, la, la. I did have something I want to say until you put me on the spot.
Put you on the spot.
I was going to talk
about. I lied, everybody. It's Travis and Brandon 20. Travis, of course, is first, as always.
Alphabetical.
So Travis and Brandon 20, go check it out. Magic Mind. Speaking of Travis.
Hey, what happened to Travis? We miss Travis.
This is our recurring segment. Travis's shout out. Travis, shout out to you.
Shout out. Travis. Woo! Sail. We do miss Travis. We love Travis. He's one of our favorite people.
Yeah. I do have listener feedback, and that listener feedback comes from Travis Menard, who writes, "Well, Chelsea did really good. People aren't going to want me back."
Those weren't the notes I got, Travis.
What notes did you get?
God, why do you sound so much like a girl?
Did he say that to
you? More bass, please. No, I gave myself notes. So I'm hoping that I'm following them, or else I'm going to be real upset with myself.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's talk about that, and then we're going to get into some Christmas stuff real fast. Real fast.
More me stuff?
Yeah, more you stuff. Because anybody who's listening to the show knows all about me already.
Anybody who's listening to the show is listening to listen to you.
No.
They're like, who's this lady?
At this point in time, they only really want to talk and hear from Chelsea. So let's go ahead into rapid fire Chelsea questions.
Holy crap, I'm bad at this game. I've never played it, but I just sense.
You like games like Speed and like four-player solitaire.
Yeah,
where everything
ask me what number is bigger than four, and I'm on it. 5. Got it. So fast.
Oh, shit.
But if you're going to ask me questions about me, I'm not going to be good at it. Go ahead. Try.
Can we be honest? It took me a half a second longer than you to think of a number higher than four.
Not even like 4.5? No. 4.1?
You said that and I was like,
5 is higher. Good job, Chelsea. Yeah. That's why you're so good at that
game. Right on.
I do like speed.
So you've been on...
I mean, the game. Card game.
this next segment takes agility and speed. That's a... They take care of the speed. Sorry, it's an Amazing Jonathan joke. I stole it from him. Rest in peace. He's not dead.
He's not dead.
Rest in peace.
We should get him on.
You've been on Submitted for Your Approval a handful of times. I think the last time you were on, we talked about Night of the Meek, which is a Christmas episode that you don't like.
Yeah.
You know, so you haven't really done any podcasting on that. We did the Oldie Weds game with Travis and Sheena before. Yep. This was like your first just talk about whatever type of podcast, right? So that first episode, what were the notes that you gave to yourself? Like, what things were you not jiving with?
Talk too much with just my face, which is an issue for people who are not watching.
I'm talking with my face for the audio listener.
It's hard to clarify. I need to be more vocal instead of just crazy face. And I talk a little fast and I trail off. I noticed and everything kind of goes on like that. I start a sentence like this and then I go like that. And it's I know what I'm saying because it's in my brain. But no one else knows. So I need to think about how I'm being heard rather than how I'm hearing myself.
Okay. So you're trying to stop yourself in tailor or filter what the things you want to say to make it sound like you know what you are trying to say.
The problem is that I want to speak to you on the podcast the way that I would speak to anyone in a real life conversation. And that doesn't translate very well. So that's part of it. And then the other part is that my eyes just look so fucking tired all the time. What is happening? I never had to look at myself for such a long period of time. It's distressing.
Well, that's why there's two screens, so you don't have to look at yourself the entire time.
It's
supposed to be like we're talking to each other.
I have to physically make my face like it might look normal, but in my mind, I'm having to. Maybe it doesn't look normal at all, but I'm having to like pretend like, oh, I'm excited about what's happening.
When you do that, Chelsea is making blank stares into the camera for our audio listener.
And that's what I shouldn't do. I should just boring face, fun voice. That's what I'm going for. More inflection, less facial movement.
But this goes like in voiceover, right? Voiceover work. You see videos of people doing voiceover stuff for animation, and they're always like, "Ooh, ah!" They're really getting into it, right?
Yes.
Because even though the people watching the cartoon can't tell what people are, you know, what the voice actors are doing,
it helps them emote to use all
their
body.
So who gives a fuck? You know, like if they can't see your face, just get into it. You know. Be like Gizmo on my shirt, you know? For audio listeners.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Full of holiday spirit, my shirt says. And it also says wine. A.K.A. wine.
A.K.A. colon wine.
That's right.
Anyway, I think you did a good job on the first episode. I think you warmed up a little bit. Once you got into kind of a performance mode. And I think that's the thing. Like,
ugh, that phrase makes me cringe.
Yeah, it's true. I'm like, I don't talk to you. You know, and the thing is, we sound so fun. You know, people listen to us. They're like, they laugh.
They
laugh
a second. Oh my god, that house.
They're such a card game of people.
We laugh a lot over here, but it's only at our own jokes. We don't laugh at each other's jokes.
Yeah, from the other room, I just hear.
Yeah, I'm just talking to myself. Oh my god, I ran into the wall again.
Chelsea, you're laughing at yourself again.
Shut up. Nobody asked you. There's a rat in the yard. Go take something apart.
Okay. It's turning, like, turning into Kermit. Yeah, so you're doing a good job. Let's segue away from that. I know it makes you uncomfortable to talk about yourself.
Oh, so comfortable. Let's talk about my biggest fears.
Okay.
Let's talk about the parts of my body I love.
Okay, sure. let's talk. No. Okay.
Let's talk about Christmas or something weird.
Oh, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
As you know, it is Christmas Eve here in the Cruz household.
And in most places in the world, still.
In the world?
I wonder where.
No, in the world, it's Christmas Day already.
In some places.
Not in most places in the world, yeah. Because what time? It's 6:05 right now. In England, it's like right around Christmas.
I'm waiting for a very specific answer from you to see if you're correct, and then we can fact check him. It'll be fun, you guys.
Yeah. So it's 3 hours ahead, so it's 9 and on the East
Coast.
3 hours
ahead?
It's probably another 2 to 3 hours.
Ooh, and math is involved? UK. Okay.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
What comes after 4? Quick.
10.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah! I just had to pick a number.
You did it.
I almost said 2.
You're good at this game.
But at the last minute, turned into an N. it is Christmas. One of the things we're gonna do after we finish recording is we're gonna watch a Christmas movie.
Yeah, we have a child. We have to spend some time with him.
We do. We're gonna watch Violent Night, right?
Yes.
The David Harbour.
Yes.
Die Hard movie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Die Hard, David Harbour. There's something there. Oh. I'll get to it later.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we'll explore it. Get back.
Die Harbour. Die Hard 4. Die Harbour.
I think that's the Cape Fear sequel.
Death Harbour.
Yeah. So we're going to watch. Well, of course, we're going to watch that. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie other than that?
Just talking about this with my family, and I can tell you the ones I don't like, because that's all the input I had, where I was like, I don't like Love Actually, and I don't really like It's a Wonderful Life, and I don't really like Christmas Story. I do like Die Hard.
Yeah.
And I do love Violent Night.
Yeah.
And that movie is only a couple years old.
Right, right. We saw it in theaters, right? I thought we did.
I don't remember my life that far back. I was probably really cool then.
It's a Wonderful Life. So I freely admit I have not seen all of It's a Wonderful Life, but you know enough pop culture to say, like, okay, yeah. Oh, Clarence.
Travis does such a good Jimmy Stewart impression.
And that's our Travis shout out of the minute. It takes place during Christmas, but is it a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Okay. No.
I don't know why it wouldn't be a. What do you think it is, a bank thriller?
Well, because there's no Santa Claus, right? It's like some guy wants to kill himself.
You don't need Santa Claus for it to be a Christmas movie. There's no Santa Claus in Die Hard.
No, but there's a, you know, like, well, Hans Gruber is kind of like from around.
It's because they both have some kind of Nordic.
Yeah, like Klaus. Hans Gruber, Klaus, essentially he is like maybe Santa Claus's brother. We haven't really explored his backstory. Although in Die Hard 3, Hans Gruber's brother.
Here we go.
Jeremy Irons.
That's not a Christmas movie. Only Die Hard 1.
True. Well, no, Die Hard 2. Die Harder is a Christmas movie as well, because that takes place during Christmas.
Oh, why don't we ever watch that one?
Because it's a different movie. It's got Bill Sadler in it, though. That's
Bill? Oh my God, you guys are besties, Bill Sadler. I call him Mr. William Sadler, sir.
Mr. Sadler.
I probably would like, I think I like the Muppets Christmas Carol movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually don't mind, well, I like Scrooged.
Yes.
And I don't mind the Christmas Carol movie that had Jim Carrey, but it was kind of animated. So it wasn't full live action, but Jim Carrey did the voice of Scrooge.
I don't.
It's kind of dark.
I don't know.
Yeah. Thumbs up, says my computer.
I don't know what movie that is.
I think it's just a Christmas Carol, and it's just another version of it. And Jim Carrey does the lead voice. Gotcha. And it kind of looks like him when he was in Lemony Snicket, but then it's animated over.
Like a rotoscoped, like a scanner darkly.
More animated than that.
Okay. I love Scrooged. I fell asleep to Scrooged last night.
And it just gets better every time we see it.
That's a quote from the movie. No. Kind of. Is it?
It's from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Like, about The Exorcist.
Yeah, Beetlejuice Scrooged. The sequel. That's a great movie.
That's a good Christmas movie.
I love it. I love it so much. It's a Wonderful Life. Never seen it, so I can't say that.
You've never seen Christmas Story.
Right. I found my DVD that is still wrapped in the plastic that I refused to open up the other day.
There are a couple. I'm not a huge fan of Elf. I know that's a hot take.
Yeah.
And then there have been a few Christmas movies lately that I just couldn't get. I just didn't even try because I'm too judgy about them. Like, first of all, I won't do a Hallmark one. There's the new one that's called, it's like The Hottest Snowman or Frosty the Hot Snowman or Hotsy the Snowman or some such thing like that. And then, like, what's the other Christmas movie? Well,
Code Red or Red?
Yeah, that Red one. One Red.
Yeah, Red one.
One. I have that. And then there was the Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds one, Spirited. I never watched that one. But I guess am I a Scrooge? I don't know. I like the Grinch.
The original.
The original. Yes. The original. In Dexter, what a good kid. They, for a school, like the last day of school or whatever, they watched the Grinch and he's like, ugh, but it's the Jim Carrey one.
Well, you want to know why?
No, it was the Ferrell one.
No, first they watched the first half of the Jim Carrey one and then they watched the first half of the Ferrell one. They're two separate days. Or we can call it the Benedict Cumberbatch one, because in case people don't know, Pharrell narrates that one. But you want to know why? Because the original Grinch movie cost $3 to rent, and so not enough people brought a dollar, so they just watched whatever was the free one. That's why they didn't watch the old school Grinch. And if I'd have known that, I would have sent her $7, so she could watch it two and a third times.
I would have sent her $20. Buy the DVD and burn it to your
burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the ground. That sucks. What happened to classics like that? Or like Charlie Brown Christmas and Jingle All the Way, you know?
Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah. The Santa Claus.
Four Christmases, Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Holiday.
Yeah, I guess that's a Christmas movie. Even though I don't consider that, I wouldn't until you just said it right now.
Yeah, and then of course,
no one does claymation anymore. Where's all the Rudolphs and all the those
small soldiers? I don't know. I had a movie in my head and I lost it. But
we're gonna watch Violent Night after this. Was the point of that story?
Oh, Gremlins! Gremlins, of course.
Oh yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing the gizmo shirt.
It's not.
Well, no, it is. It is. I was going to wear this to my holiday party. And
you got a Gremlins little toy in here. We opened stockings this evening and Brandon was gifted from lovely Mrs. Claus a little mini Spike from the Gremlins figurine.
Yeah.
Shout out to Five Below. They have weird things there.
They do. And also because we were talking about Christmas movies.
Mrs. Claus gifted you that thing as well.
That's right. It is it's Hans Gruber falling from Nakatomi Plaza.
Advent calendar.
He's falling.
He's down at the bottom now.
He's right there.
As soon as he's dead, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
This Christmas.
This is Christmas duet. So pretty excited. It's gonna be a good Christmas. We made it through another 2020.
We made it through another 2020.
Another 2024.
Time has no meaning anymore.
What do you want to wish to the folks out there in podcast land?
Here's a new mantra that I'm sure it sounds so obvious, but it's something that we don't stop to say to ourselves very often. And it is, may you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live a life filled with ease. I didn't mean to have my hands like that. Like, that was an accident. I was thinking, and then they were in namaste.
She's praying, everybody.
But we don't think to wish ourselves those things. They seem like so obvious. But I wish everyone to be healthy and happy and their lives be easier than normal. Let's have a little bit of ease this year.
Okay, but where's the punchline? I'm waiting
for... Oh, I'm sorry. You want it to be funny? Fart joke.
Yeah!
Oh, I want everyone to be... Life to be filled with breeze out of my butt.
Oh, my God. You crack me up. Oh.
What comes after four?
Oh, 10. Still.
Can't say 10 still. Oh, yeah, another number.
11's 10.
11 team. 11's 10.
11's 10. You're a regular Nate Bargatze, Chelsea.
Wow, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
In what way, though? Wait, is it a compliment?
All the fart and shit jokes.
Oh, he's not do that.
Yeah.
No.
He's really
he's
good.
A very funny comedian.
Yep. Just like Nate Restaurant Gatze.
Oh. Were you waiting for me to make a joke like that?
Yeah.
Bargatze. You couldn't even go like pub Gatze. You said restaurant Gatze.
Oh.
Woo.
Yeah, that's
restaurant Gatze kind of sounds like a curse word that you, like in another language, you would call them, hey, is it a restaurant Gatze?
The fuck you say to me?
That's English.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm thinking of the mot.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
What is your wish, Brandon? Say something funny for the podcasters.
Something funny for podcasters.
Oh, my God. Hi, hungry. I'm dead.
Are you?
That's like your joke.
Oh, yes. What I'd like to say is something that people don't say to themselves enough is whatever you said to say to themselves. But also, there is a lot of stuff going on in the world today.
Tomorrow, look out. We don't even know. We don't even know.
And what's really important to me in this time of the season is empathy, compassion for our fellow human. Everyone is going through something, whether small or large, and
that's just all relative.
It is all important because it's important to you. It's important to us. And so take care of each other and happy holidays with one and all. We'll see. We'll talk probably after the new year.
But was this the end? Are we wrapping it up?
Well, we don't have to. We don't have to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
But I mean, we are at 47 or so minutes.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah,
like a Christmas gift with a bow on top. We're going to wrap it up and shove it up your chimney. I did a final thought. You didn't like it. It wasn't funny enough for you.
I was going to. Well, that was your final thought. The shove it up your chimney.
That's right.
Hopefully you all get a hog for Christmas.
Happy Hoggoween.
Happy Hogga days.
That's right. That's better.
Yeah.
Happy Hogga days.
See, that's why we're sitting in the same room together. Really workshopping these.
Yeah. Well,
shitty puns.
Tell me when we start recording. This is gonna be good.
All right. So we're gonna head out. So a couple go backs, right? Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Listen to it.
Tell your friends and family. Tell them to go to YouTube.com.
Tell them that they employ a lady now from time to time. Maybe it'll bring in a different demographic.
Yeah. And tell them she's on YouTube.
I'm a middle-aged white lady.
She's full of holiday spirit, a.k.a. wine.
A.k.a. colon wine.
And so you can do that over on YouTube. You can listen
Magic
to
mind,
us.
Drink it.
Yes. Use the code TravisAndBrandon20 over there to get some percentages off of subscription or purchases. So I think that'll
do
it.
I'm just saying, though, for your New Year's resolution type deal, Magic Mind might be something you want to try. Give that a try instead of all the extra other things that we're using to cope from day to day.
Yeah. And if Magic Mind isn't your thing for resolution, Magic Mike.
Yes. Don't pay attention to the alcohol that I'm drinking. But because it's not the new year yet. It's Don't judge me.
It's spiked with magic mind.
Only he shall judge me, he being Santa Claus.
Ah, yes, Santa Claus. He died for our sins.
Poor Santa.
Poor Santa. Well, for Apathetic Enthusiasm, I am Brandon.
I'm Chelsea.
You see you all.
Here it is. It's a podcast.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Oops.
Oh, someone doesn't know how the things work because the music doesn't go long enough.
I'll just edit it out. Never net. Cut it out. By the way, shout out to Ed, old Ed from work. This is your shout out, Ed, because I told you I was going to shout you out. And I was serious about it. So here I am, only talking to you. And yes, it's not on video, but whose fault is that? I think that's your fault. I think it's your fault because you only wanted to watch a video. You didn't want to watch or watch Spotify or Apple Music to find me talking to you directly. But here I am. And now I'm gone.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.